From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Adam Noah Adams, there's been a potentially dramatic development in the Middle East. Israelis and Palestinians each have announced a ceasefire. The moves appear to be a direct result of last week's terror attacks in the U.S. and the altered political dynamic they produced. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us now from Jerusalem. Jennifer, let's explain, if you will, how this developed.
Well, this morning, Yasser Arafat called about 20 diplomats to his office in Gaza, and he issued his most conciliatory statement so far. He said he was committed to a negotiated peace with Israel. He recognized Israel's right to exist and secure borders, and he repeated his orders for a ceasefire, saying for the first time that he told his security forces not to shoot even in self-defense. Hours after that, Israel's defense ministry issued orders to halt offensive military operations. This is apparently a reference to the killing of militants and incursions into Palestinian-ruled areas. By tonight, Palestinians had confirmed that Israel's army had withdrawn some tanks and armored vehicles from the outskirts of at least one West Bank city where they'd been posted. The Israeli media is saying that the army soldiers will retain the right to respond if attacked. Now, earlier this week, Sharon, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, had said if there was total calm for 48 hours, he would allow someone in his government to meet with Arafat and possibly move ahead toward resuming negotiations.
Now, if this holds, and most things there do not, it would indeed be quite a turnaround. For the last week, we've been hearing about intensified action by Israel's army, Palestinian accusations that Israel was taking advantage of the world's attention being focused on the U.S. to seek a military solution to the conflict there.
Yes, Ariel Sharon has repeatedly announced that he sees Arafat as a terrorist, sort of Israel's Osama bin Laden, and that this anti-terror coalition the U.S. is trying to build up should target Arafat as well. Now, this did not go over well with Arab states. They see the Palestinian struggle for statehood as legitimate resistance. The U.S. very much wants Arab support as it prepares for possible military action of its own, and much as in the Gulf War a decade ago, the U.S. needs Israel to keep a low profile. Now, both President Bush and Secretary of State Powell have called Prime Minister Sharon in the past week. On Friday, just hours after a phone call from President Bush urging truce talks, Sharon defiantly vetoed plans for a meeting with Yasser Arafat. Of course, the U.S. is Israel's biggest backer on the world stage, so we can only assume that Mr. Sharon has come under some heavy pressure since then.
And what would be the influences coming to bear on Yasser Arafat?
A lot of them. Essentially, according to most analysts, the devastating attacks in the U.S. made it difficult, if not impossible, for Arafat to gain any advantage from suicide bombers who have been stepping up their attacks on Israeli civilians in recent weeks. Not that they necessarily made an advantage before, but it would backfire badly now, most people think. What's more, Arafat is clearly eager to avoid the isolation he suffered during the Gulf War a decade ago when he embraced Saddam Hussein and was on the wrong side of the former President Bush's coalition. Now he says he is willing to join U.S. efforts against terror and seize an opportunity for negotiations.
Is it, though, clear that Yasser Arafat will be able to stop hostilities among militants? Will he be able to shut things down?
It's not clear at all. Already since these announcements, we have had reports of exchanges of fire in Hebron and in the southern Gaza Strip. In Gaza today, spokesman for the radical group Hamas said they reject Arafat's ceasefire. By tomorrow this time, it could all be just another failed attempt. On the other hand, if it does succeed, of course, it will certainly raise the question, why did Arafat not rein in these militants a long time ago?
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden talking with us from Jerusalem.